In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today is the third day of the Holy Trinity, the Pentecost, the holiday. And in today's Gospel, we heard the New Testament laws that the Lord had given. And these are laws of blessedness or happiness. And He gave us 9 of them. And of course, what we want to do is we surely want to achieve the one that the Lord said, the blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God. Can you imagine to be able to see God and to witness and to walk before Him as King David said that he's walking before the Lord? How wonderful that would be. But to do that, we have to go through the first Beatitudes. And the first Beatitude was what the Lord said is, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for they shall have the kingdom of heaven. For they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, what is it to be poor in spirit? Well, that means not to be proud, not to think that you're it, you're everything, and everything has to evolve around you, and nobody can cross you because you know everything, and you know better than anybody else, and nobody can tell anything to you. And of course, this is the opposite of being poor in spirit. And a person who is poor in spirit understands that he is nothing without God's grace, without the Holy Spirit, giving him the strength and ability. The Lord says, without me you can do nothing. And we have to remember that. And so don't attach to yourself any deeds, even good deeds, whatever you do. You did it with the help of the Lord. You have to realize it once and for all. You and me, we have to realize it, that whatever we can do, especially good, anything good, we can do it with the help of God. And of course, when we do something evil, well, then we can do it with the help of the filthy scum. And of course, we don't want to go that direction at all. So let's learn to become poor in spirit so that we can inherit the kingdom of heaven, my beloved. But there is a way that the Lord has given us through these, like a ladder to the steps. And this is the first step, to be poor in spirit, to acknowledge that without God we are nothing, and God sustains everything in us, and He is everything for us. And second beatitude is, blessed are those who weep, for they shall be comforted. Now in some places it says mourn, but I don't quite understand. I do not quite believe that's a correct translation. It would be better to say the weep. Weep for what? Because somebody offended you, somebody hurt you, or you got a pain? No, not for that. You weep because you have committed a sin. Because you have committed sin, or because your loved ones are committing sins. We weep for that. We weep for the whole world that is living in sin. And that is a reason to weep. They weep because we are separating from, or have separated ourselves through that sin with our Lord, with our loved one. That's the reason to weep. And if we weep for that, then of course God will give us the comfort. God is immediately will hug us with His holy grace and give us the comfort. And then we'll be able to be in His arms again. My beloved, the next one is, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Well, that's what the Lord had said. Of course, if you're weeping for your sins, and if you're weeping for the sins of others, or because somebody is in trouble and you're weeping for him, of course, then, my beloved, you will be able to be truly humble. And if somebody walks up to you at that moment while you're weeping for somebody and gives you a little dig or something, you're going to take it in humility. You're not going to get mad because you won't have that in your heart. In your heart you have love, because we weep when somebody is in trouble, whether it's ourselves or anybody else, especially in spiritual trouble, of course. And then that means that our heart has love in it for the Lord. And we can't become grumpy and grouchy touchy when somebody approaches us. And of course, the Lord talks about inheriting the earth. Well, it doesn't mean necessarily here the earth. Of course, even that can happen. But mainly he's talking about the kingdom of heaven that we'll be inheriting in if we'll become meek and humble in our heart. And we will have peace, my beloved. But we also, we may even inherit something here on earth if we are meek, because people love the meek ones, and they don't want to give somebody that's very proud, and that's thinks he don't need anybody or anything. He's all his own self. He's the king and of the whole, of everything. And that's the pride that, of course, shuts people out, especially when they have also pride. And pride shuts off the pride. And nobody loves a proud person, especially when he becomes proud and gets his nose up and ahead of us, you know, and looks down on us. And, of course, that's something that nobody likes to take. Unless you are truly humble and meek and humble, then you'll be able to take that and pray for that person that looks down upon you and ask the Lord to have mercy on him, to not to hold it against him, and to change him, to make him also meek and humble so that he will inherit the earth. The next one is, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake, for they shall be satisfied. Well, what is the truth? What is the righteousness? Who has the righteousness? It's the Lord himself. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ has given us the truth and about life and about here and hereafter, about everything. And the Holy Spirit is the one that always confirms and gives the strength to be able to acknowledge the truth. Now, once we have the truth with the help of the Holy Spirit, and of course the gospel in the church, my beloved, we will never want to look any other place for more truth. We won't hunger for truth because we have it. We have the truth fully in our heart, and we're going to hold on to it and rejoice in it, my beloved. And the next one, the Lord is cautioning in us, and he said, blessed are those who are merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. What does it mean? Well, it means that, of course, if you know the truth and you have acquired all the laws and so on, don't become like a Pharisee immediately and start pointing your fingers at everybody that doesn't know the truth and start to look down upon them or start to reprimand them and give them a hard time over it that they don't know the truth. Unless, of course, now, if you are a father, you have to correct your children. If you're a priest, you have to correct your parishioners, but it has to be done in meekness of heart. It has to be done in with love. And of course, if you're a bishop, you have to correct your priest. Again, it has to be done in the spirit of the Lord, without anger. It has to be done with this love, my beloved. This is the next step that after this, after we have the truth and have to become merciful to our brothers, and then when we see that they don't know the truth, and we'll pray for them hard to bring them about, and then our heart is becoming purified. For the Lord said, blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God. And don't you want to see God? I do want to see the God. I want to see my Lord. Yeah, you want to see the Lord. We all of us want to see the Lord. We want to walk before him all the time, as King David said in the Psalter, that he walks in front of God all the time. And my beloved, this is what we have to learn to do. And we can do that only if we fulfill the other commandments of the Beatitudes. And the next one, after we are able to purify our heart and throw away everything that's in there, that's in the way of taking the place of our Lord, and then all the mundane things and all the things of the world, then we will have to face the next and beatitude. And this is, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called Son of God. Peacemakers. Oh, how we wish, all of us really wish we could be peacemakers. How we can bring peace when we see brothers fighting against brothers, or sisters against sisters, or husbands against wife, and vice versa, and people against people, and even clergy against lay people, clergy and bishops against each other, and all those things. How I wish we could be peacemakers. How we could bring peace between them, so that we will become one, truly one family, as the Lord wants us to be, to become one like He is one with the Father, with the Holy Spirit, my beloved. And this is a tough one, but you're not going to be able to become a peacemaker or I unless we first fulfill the other beatitudes that comes before that. But then after that comes the other beatitude, which the Lord says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And of course, if we are persecuted, and then, well, unless you have the meekness, unless you would learn to pray and then to cry for your sins, and unless you have cleaned up your heart, and unless you have the Lord in there, you're not going to be able to take it too well when they kick you out from one place to another. But then the Lord says to you, before you go through all the cities in the world, I will be coming back again. So don't have to worry about it if you're being chased out from one place to another. And many of the saints have been went through this road. They actually were thrown out from their cathedrals or from their places, and they put in exiles and all kinds of, and went through all kinds of kicking, being kicked out by everybody around them. And the Lord promises then that we will inherit the kingdom of heaven. And then the last one, and that seemed to be the hardest for those of us who are filled with pride. And they said, blessed are you when men will revile you and say all manners of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. He finishes off everything like that. And of course, well, if you are living according to the Beatitudes, then the enemy will start to become so jealous, because he knows that you're going to take his place in the kingdom of heaven, because you will be able to appear before the Lord and rejoice with all the angels and archangels, and you'll be able to be in heaven where the enemy can't be. So he wants to try to get us off that road, and he will malign us. He will set people against us, so that they will say all kinds of things that as if we did this bad, and we are no good. And then, of course, we can recognize that we are no good, but they will start to tell you that he did that, when you didn't really do that and that. But he's doing it all to set people against you, so that they will have nothing to do with you, so that you won't be able to contaminate them with the Beatitudes, with the living according to the gospel, with the love of the Lord. And the demons are so much afraid that we'll contaminate somebody with the love. For truly, the real love, and it can be spreading, as St. Seraphim says, if you acquire the love, and if you find the kingdom of heaven in your heart, you'll be able to be saving through the Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will save you, and around you thousands of people could be saved, my beloved. And this is quite true, because true love is look what the love of the Lord had done. The whole world at one point just about went after the Lord, and seriously. Of course, now they all grown cold, and the world is not really has the love that's needed for the Lord. Lord, but at one time it did. The people had loved the Lord, that they absolutely wanted to fulfill all the Beatitudes. And of course, it's all finishing today when the Lord has told us to rejoice when we are maligned, when people do say terrible things against us, and we know that it's not fear and it's not right and so on, but let's rejoice that the Lord is giving us a great reward in the kingdom of heaven, because that's what it's all about, is to make it, to be able to be, to come to the kingdom of heaven, to rejoice with all the heavenly dwellers, my beloved. And of course, then the Lord tells it in the end of today's gospel. He says about that they persecuted the prophets, and they persecuted, of course, the Lord himself, and did all the terrible things to him. And so, of course, they will do that to us. But don't be afraid, but rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. The Lord also tells us that in the last the words of today's gospel is that you are the salt of the earth, and if the salt cannot salt anything anymore, doesn't have the savor, then it's being thrown out and trampled down. So let's make sure that we become the salt of the earth, and that means that we have love in our heart, and we're fulfilling the Beatitudes, and we can make it much more pleasant for people to live around us, because we have that ingredient, the salt of the love that the Lord has. We were able to acquire that through as a gift, because we tried. We only tried to fulfill the Beatitudes. Let's keep on trying, and finally we'll be able to truly feel the Lord's presence in everything around us and in every human being, and rejoice that the Lord is with us all the time. And as he is with us, he says, no one can be against us. Amen.